No, I think wood's fine. It's more expensive, but it's fine. It looks great. As far as this mildew problem, which I'm more of addressing, is what you might want to do, because that duct touching the wood is making it really cold, and that's why it's growing that mildew on there, because it's getting dirt and reaching dew point, sweating a little bit, and perfect place for mildew to grow, is maybe take a piece of styrofoam and shove it between the ceiling that you choose you're going to use and the duct, so the duct doesn't touch it and the ceiling stays the normal temperature. And that way it won't get cold and be a place for mildew to grow. As far as that being said, exterior gypsum would be one choice. If you want a nice smooth ceiling, it would be a lot cheaper and can be done probably not by yourself, get somebody else to do it, but it's done very inexpensively. Or if you want to do the beadboard and do it yourself and hang that up, it sure is pretty.
Perfect.
That's it.
One thing on that duct with putting the styrofoam on there, you're saying putting the styrofoam on the thing, make sure that it's firm up against the duct, right? You don't want something that's going to allow
what it sounds like the duct is pushed down against the ceiling.
Right, okay.
So if you just shove that styrofoam between the two, the duct will move a little bit. It's a little flexible.
Okay.
And maybe 3/4 inch, just right there where it's touching it. It'll just keep it from transferring that coldness or pulling the heat out of that wood and giving it a place to grow mildew. It just keeps the temperature more balanced on that one little spot there.